Hello everybody, welcome back to the Kiwi Gardening Podcast with DIY Plant Man. In this episode today, we're going to be talking about a few insect pests. I might do a second episode on some other pests in the garden as well, but we'll just see how this episode goes and how much we cover. Before I do that, I want to take this time to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. As you know, I'm new to podcasting and stuff like that, so I really appreciate the feedback I've been given. And I am always willing to take your feedback. So if you want to get in touch with me, don't be shy. If you think there's some quality issues or you would like to have a topic on the podcast, please definitely let me know, because I'm making this podcast for you guys. So I want it to be the best that it can be. And one thing I just also wanted to mention is that this podcast is called the Kiwi Gardening Podcast, as you know. And the cool thing about the platform that I release the podcast on, it shows a lot of different stats about where the people are from who listen to the podcast. And right now, 90% of the listeners are actually from New Zealand. So that's really awesome. But it's also cool to have a few other people from different countries. So 4% of the people listening at this point are from the United States. Then we've got 3% from Australia, and then we've got another 50 or so countries with obviously less than 1% each. So there's probably a few people in these different countries, and these countries are from like the United Kingdom, Germany, Ireland, Canada, Norway, South Africa, Thailand, Singapore, the Netherlands, Brazil, Argentina, and the list goes on. And I want to send a warm welcome to you all. And I hope that even though you're in a different part of the world than what I'm currently growing in, I hope you can get some information out of this. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. So let's get back into the topic for today, and that is pests, insect pests. And the first one we're going to start off is with the dreaded aphids. Now, as you're probably aware, aphids come in many different sizes and many different colors, and usually you find different colored aphids on different crops. Now, for example, you'll probably see the green aphids on your leafy greens, on your lettuces, your strawberries, and some of your other veggie crops. You might see black aphids on your allium family plants. So things like spring onion, your chives, and leeks, you'll see the black aphids. And then on some other crops like milkweed, which those monarch butterflies lay their eggs on, you'll see some orangey slash yellow ones. And these are different types of aphids, but they pretty much can be categorized in the same group. Now, the first question we want to ask ourselves is, where do these aphids come from? Why are they coming onto your crops? Now, generally, aphids don't go for healthy plants. They will go for plants that have been struggling due to drought or overwatering, overplanting. So when your plants are all too close together and it's kind of like a jungle, and usually when the soil condition is poor. So as you can see, just like humans, when we are weaker, we are more likely to suffer a lot more from diseases or from sickness. The healthier your plant is, the stronger it is against the attack of different insects. Also, when we over-fertilize our plants as well, this is something we can commonly do. The plants stretch, and what happens is the leaves stretch so much that they are very weak and floppy, and this is a great opportunity for the insects like aphids to come and feast on. Like, it's like an easy meal for them because they don't have to work so hard to attack a healthy plant. Now, let's say hypothetically you have the awesome privilege of having these beauties in your garden, but you don't want them there. How are you going to get rid of them, and what are some things we can do to prevent them from coming again? And I'll be honest with you, the first year I moved into my new property and I started gardening, I battled so much with aphids, especially the green ones and the black ones. And this is due, usually when you start a new patch of garden, you will get some aphids and you could get quite a bad infestation. And I was moving plants around and I might have had some infected plants earlier and I just didn't notice. Now let me tell you what I did to get rid of these bad boys. Like all good things, you need patience. You're not going to get rid of them in one go. You have to be diligent and you have to be on top of it for you to actually get rid of an infestation if you have one. And if you did put a spray on your plants that managed to kill all the aphids in sight, you really have to ask yourself, is this actually healthy to eat? Because I've just sprayed some potent stuff on my plants. And also you've probably killed half of the other bugs in the garden as well. And not all bugs are bad in the garden. So let me run you through a quick timeline of what I kind of did to get rid of these aphids. Now I do use a spray. I use soapy water mixed with a little bit of oil in a spray bottle. Fill that up with water. Do about a teaspoon of each depending what size your bottle is. Fill the rest with water. Shake it around a little bit. Then directly spray your aphids. Don't just spray your whole plants. Just spray the heavily infected parts of your plant. And what this will do is it will kind of, so the soap works as a suffocant, so it will kill the aphid, and the oil kind of works to keep that, the soap solution on the aphid instead of it just washing off really quickly. This is one way to get rid of big infestations, and it, to be honest, it doesn't get rid of all of them, but this is a good start just to kind of knock down the population. When I say make sure you spray just the infected parts, even though it's just what I use EcoStore dishwashing liquid, even though it's just that, you still don't want to be spraying other insects that are helpful in the garden, because if you're going to spray them, you'll also suffocate those insects as well. Now, because my garden is also quite small, I kind of have the chance to spend a bit more time on my plants. So what I also did with the black aphids on the leeks and stuff is I just got a little bit of a cloth and kind of wiped them off, because the infestation is usually in one spot, so it's quite easy just to run up the stalk and kind of squish a whole bunch of them. So that's another way you can do it, but it's a lot more time intensive. The third thing I did to kind of cut down the infestation was to use my hose. When I watered the garden, I'd kind of turn it to not the jet mode, but it was more of a stronger force of water, and I would just spray my plants with that, at least the plants that could handle that kind of water pressure, and just blast the aphids off. What this can do is it can kind of push the aphids off your plant, and then they kind of don't find their way back to the plant. So that's another good way to cut down the population of your aphid. Now I just want to let you know that these strategies that I used were for the first year of my gardening journey at my new place, and my shift has changed. Well, it hasn't changed. I always wanted to do this. However, it's a little bit tricky when you first move. So my ideal solution is to use the ecology and the other insects around in nature to fight the aphids. So you've got things that eat aphids, you've got ladybugs, you have lacewings, you also have parasitic wasps, and a whole bunch of other insects that will actually feast on the aphids. And I just have here from Google that a ladybug can devour up to 50 aphids a day, fun fact. So I would love to get nature into my garden to do my pest control. And that's what I've done this season, and it's worked so well. At the beginning of the season, I had so many lacewings. I had a lot of ladybirds towards the end of the season. And I honestly haven't had to deal with aphids as much as I have in the past. I mean, I still do get aphids in the garden, but I'm happy with that because it's a food source for these insects. So yeah, as I said, the first year is a little bit tricky because the insects haven't really found their way to your garden yet, and it can take a while for them to actually establish. However, if you're using chemical sprays and spraying your plants, this will honestly like destroy any other insects in your garden as well. But what we want to do is we want to encourage them into our garden. And here are some ways to encourage beneficial insects into our garden. We can plant flowers. We can plant crops that aphids prefer, so the aphids actually go to those crops. So we kind of sacrifice a few crops for the aphids to go onto. We can also create little habitats for the insects, like bug hotels, or just leaving a section of your garden where you kind of don't cut everything back and tidy it up so much. This is where ladybugs can hide in the winter and other beneficial insects. So it's really, really important to kind of know what you're dealing with, because so often we can see, for example, a baby ladybird and we think it's some pest or something like that because it looks nothing like a ladybird. So it's really important to, before you remove an insect or destroy it, it's important to actually identify what you're dealing with and what's actually doing in your garden. And honestly, if you watch a ladybird in the garden, they move so quickly, and when they find a little colony of aphids, they go to town on that stuff, and it's really cool to watch. It's kind of like watching Animal Planet, and you could probably record your own little Animal Planet series in your own back garden. Okay, I could keep talking about aphids all day and beneficial insects. However, we'll move on, but I just want to highlight the key points about the aphids. So number one, aphids come if your plants are unhealthy, if they're overfed and they're feeling stressed. Number two, when your aphids do come, don't use chemical sprays. Number three, look out for beneficial insects that will eat the aphids. If you see something, Google it or check what it is that you might be able to find out if it eats aphids. And lastly, this is not something I did mention before, however, it's very important. It's very, very important to make sure that your garden is not a monocultured garden where you've only got one crop growing or one species of crops. So for example, if I only grew leek, spring onion, chives, garlic in my garden would be absolutely full of black aphids and they would spread like crazy because there's so much food for them. Maybe the insects won't be able to keep up with those. So it's really important to plant so many different crops in your garden so the aphids get confused. Plant it all amongst each other. Use the square foot gardening method and don't plant all your leeks or your onions together, but plant them throughout your garden in different squares. So then it's a lot harder for the aphids to come and attack all your plants. And potentially they might get to one square of your garlic chives or something, but then hopefully in the square in the other end of the garden, it might be aphid free. So that's one way that I would tell you to do it. Use a polycultured method instead of a monocultured garden. Now, as you know, I like to do short episodes, just bite-sized episodes for the podcast. And I feel like this episode is going to be quite long if I do any other insects. So I feel like I'm just going to do one pest per episode for the next few weeks, potentially. So today I'm going to be obviously talking about aphids. Next time I might be talking about slugs and snails, and then I might talk about thrips and there's a whole bunch of other insects that we can get into. So I thought in closing then I just put up on Google some fun facts about aphids, and it just brings some other things to mind that I could talk about. Now, aphids can poop sugar, so they suck the sap out of the plant, obviously, and the juices that they suck is quite sweet. So when it goes through their system, the stuff they secrete is a sweet liquid. One thing I'd like to say, when you see a bunch of ants climbing up your plants, it's generally because there are aphids at the top of your plant, and the aphids go and they milk that sweet sap, and they'll take that back to their nest, their colony. So that's quite fascinating, to be honest. So if you see in your garden you've got a whole row of ants, just follow that to where they are, and you might actually find a whole colony of aphids at the end of that trail. Another cool fact that I saw, aphids don't usually have wings. However, when the host plant that they are chewing on runs dry of sap, or it's dead, or it gets overcrowded, then what happens is the aphids produce a generation of aphids with wings. And apparently the aphids with wings, they can't really fly, but they can kind of glide in the wind to relocate to another plant. And that's when you'll get the aphids kind of relocating to a new host plant. So yeah, definitely watch out for those winged aphids, because they will kind of spread their love all over your whole garden. So guys, I hope you've learned something small about aphids, and I hope that you learned that there are ways to combat these pests. And to be honest, like, at the end of the day, if you've got a lettuce and it's got a few aphids on it, when you go to harvest it, it's not that big of a deal to quickly wash them off. They wash off pretty easily, so it's not that big of a deal. And yeah, you only really notice the aphids when there's a whole colony of them and they're sucking the plant dry, and that's when you're going to have to deal with them. So yeah guys, be observant out in the garden and just be cautious with what methods you use to prevent damage to other insects and other life forms out in the garden as well, because they will definitely assist you if you look after them. So guys, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, thank you for listening. And it's awesome to see so many different people around the world listening to the podcast. I'm so grateful for that. And I hope that if any of you guys have any questions, please send me a message. I would love to tackle the topics that you guys have in mind. And also one other thing that I'd like to say, if you guys do enjoy the podcast, please follow or subscribe to whatever platform you are listening on, because this just helps other people to find the podcast, and also it makes my podcast look a little bit interesting on the different apps that you listen on, and then other people can find it. So if you could spend the time to subscribe or to follow along, please do that, and I really appreciate your support. So thank you everybody for listening. I hope you guys are going to be looking forward to the next episode on slugs and snails, because we're coming to that time of the year when we're going to be battling with these ones. So we need all the help we can get. So I hope you guys will listen to that episode as well. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Thanks everybody for listening. I really appreciate it.